Good morning. I am so excited to talk to you guys about the HealthWorks Worksite Wellness Checkup and how Kaiser Permanente Northwest identifies care gaps at the worksite. So I have no relationships to disclose. The agenda this morning is to go over the background and how we found the need to implement an on-site wellness checkup. I'm going to talk about how we implemented our program called the Care Gap Analysis and Wellness Coaching. I'm going to show you some data from our 2011 outcomes. And I'm going to talk a little bit about our planned enhancements for our next phase. And then I'll wrap it up. The two learning objectives this morning, I want to explain how an integrated electronic medical record system can be used effectively in a worksite wellness program, and how to design a worksite wellness program that includes activities that are medically relevant and provide measurable outcomes. So as you know, it's very difficult to implement a worksite wellness program that truly supports and impacts an employee's health and provides really measurable outcomes. So we knew that we needed to figure out some way to enhance our existing services to create a robust worksite wellness program and to provide services that build a framework for improving employee health and reducing healthcare premiums. And in that, we would encourage employees to become engaged in their health and to extend Kaiser Permanente member outreach and also remove the barriers to access for wellness education for both our members and non-members. We also want to develop a cost-effective worksite wellness program in which preventive care and disease management education is tailored to an employee's specific needs. So the first step of our wellness program is our care gap analysis, which is a unique and free service for employers who have Kaiser Permanente Northwest health plans, and it serves to identify and close care gaps in a member's care. The Care Gap Analysis is an on-site worksite wellness tool using the integrated electronic medical record system that provides medically relevant and measurable outcomes. The Care Gap Analysis is also based on clinical and practice guidelines. So during a Care Gap Analysis, an employee will meet with a medical assistant to review their medical records for any health care gaps, such as overdue screenings, vaccinations, and recommended needs. The medical assistant can help close those gaps by ordering labs, making appointments, and helping members choose or change primary care physicians. Combined with brief health coaching, employees get the information they need to become active participants in their own care and take preventive action for their health and maintain a healthy lifestyle. If we're combining this service with a biometric screening or flu shot clinic on site, the medical assistant can actually enter a chart note into the member's medical record to designate their labs or their outcomes for their biometric results and their flu shots. For the care gap analysis, we do a 6-week post-event lookup to determine how many of those gaps were closed. So the logistics for this service is very simple. We have a medical assistant come on site at the work site with a laptop. She needs internet access, a VPN for secure electronic medical record access, an air card, a cell phone, a blood pressure cuff, privacy screens, and we like to schedule or pre-register and schedule our participants about 10 to 15 minute blocks. Each member is also given a takeaway that outlines what their care gaps are and what the action steps are to close those gaps. So looking a little bit more closely, this is the actual tool that we use. Now this was developed in 2005 by a team of three just brilliant physicians at Kaiser Permanente, and this is to be used in the clinic setting to expedite the process of going over preventive and therapeutic gaps in the clinic setting when you're meeting with a patient. So our team decided to take this on the road and take it out into the community at the work site. This is a web-based tool that is linked to the medical record system, so when you run this system, it pulls your care gaps into this tool, this panel support tool, and gives you a snapshot picture of how many gaps you have in your care. It serves as a starting point to really implement the conversation about care gaps and how to move forward in closing them. It targets 48 potential care gaps in the categories of immunizations, medication for chronic conditions, and preventive screenings. The medical assistant on site using this tool can schedule follow-up appointments right there. They can panel to primary care physicians. They can check blood pressure, answer any medical questions, and then refer the member to telephonic coaching or other resources at Kaiser Permanente. So looking at this in a little bit more detail, the first red arrow there is pointing towards the parental support tool care gaps that are identified for this example. They're broken out into therapeutic care gaps, chronic condition monitoring care gaps, and preventive care gaps. And in those would be maybe changing a medication. So for this example, it's recommended that they adjust the blood pressure medication based on this patient's last blood pressure reading. This person has missed their diabetes foot screening and eye exams, and they also need to be counseled for tobacco. So looking at these gaps, the medical assistant can address those, provide education. They can actually go into the system, make an appointment for the member, and start the process of closing those gaps. We hear from so many of our members on site that, oh, I don't have time to call to make an appointment. I just haven't had a chance to go and do that. Well, the medical assistant takes that barrier away and makes the appointment right there. She can pull up the physician's schedule and get them right in. Another care gap, the little yellow box, kp.org. This person is inactive. We like all of our members at Kaiser Permanente to be engaged in their health and their wellness, and we like to have them be registered online at kp.org so they can look at their something that's called My Health Manager. You can make appointments, you can email your doctor, and we know that if our members are registered on kp.org, they're more engaged in their health. The little red circle highlights that this individual has not taken their total health assessment, which is what Kaiser calls their health risk assessment. For Kaiser Permanente, our health risk assessment is linked to our medical record. So when your physician pulls up your medical record, they know if you've taken your health risk assessment or not. And this is identified as a care gap. So for this individual, our medical assistant would recommend they take the THA and might even have a kiosk set up on site for that individual to do that at the moment. Each individual is given a care gap score. In this example, this person has a score of 9, and I'll show you a little later how we look at that data and show how the gaps are closed. So looking at what the member actually takes away from this service, this is a draft version of our health education piece. All of the gaps are identified for the individual. If we're partnering with a biometric screening service on site, the medical assistant can write down the results of that. They can talk about next steps. We have lifestyle follow-up recommendations at the bottom of the back page on the right-hand side. And then all of the resources are available, the phone numbers, websites, all the information they need. So looking at the employer report, so this is the report as a consultant I would go out and share with the employer. This is the aggregate data. This is something that's very valuable for the employer because this is where we show our measurable outcomes. So on the left-hand side is the front part of the page, and on the right-hand is the back side. In this, we can see how many people were enrolled or how many people actually participated in the care gap analysis. I can show the employer how many preventive labs and therapeutic gaps were identified in their population. And I can also show them how many gaps were closed at that six-week follow-up. We also kind of give them a little score on what they ranked better than average as and worse than average as and some recommendations and comments moving forward. The second step to our care gap analysis would be have a health coach on site to provide consultation. And we like to have a health coach come on site to meet with members and non-members. We want to make sure that we provide a service for the total population and not just the Kaiser members. So the health coach can talk about putting together a personal wellness plan. They can talk about motivation to change. They can point them to resources, both through Kaiser and not Kaiser, that would be accessible to the non-members. They can provide body composition. They can check their blood pressure. And for this, it's a very simple setup, just a basic health coaching. They need a blood pressure cuff, a weight scale, bioelectrical impedance calculator, wellness education. So looking at our 2011 care gap analysis data outcome, in 2011, we have 1,200 Kaiser Permanente Northwest members participate in 72 care gap analysis events on site. We had a total of 1,771 care gaps that were identified during the events, and a total of 70% of the care gaps that were identified on-site were identified as closed at the six-week follow-up. So as you can see, the outcome data shows that through a relatively very simple and value-added on-site wellness event, employees are moved to action to seek preventive care and improve disease treatment compliance where gaps have been identified. So this is a breakdown of that data a little bit further. As you can see, it's broken out into preventive gaps, therapeutic gaps, and the appointments that were kept by the members. What I'd like to highlight is that most of the care gaps fell into the category of missed screenings. So this provides us an opportunity to have a face-to-face conversation with that member to talk about the importance of those screenings. I know that the member knows that they need to get their mammogram, but whenever you have someone sitting there and talking to you about it and the importance of it, and that can actually pull up the physician's appointment schedule and make your appointment for you, that removes lots of barriers. We also show that the immunizations have also popped up as care gaps, and we're moving into our next phase of providing other immunizations beyond flu shots to be able to close those gaps on site. Something I'd like to highlight in the upper right-hand corner, though, are the appointments kept. So as I mentioned, the medical assistant can actually make appointments for members on site, and we think it's very successful that 70% of those appointments that were made on site were actually kept. Our plan enhancements moving forward. We want to advance the health coaching and motivational interviewing skills of our medical assistants to give them the power and the confidence to talk to a member a little bit more detailed about their behavior change. We want to provide those on-site immunizations beyond flu shots, so maybe pneumonia or tetanus and diphtheria. We want to improve the event evaluation tools for both the employer and the employee. And we're now looking at having care gap analysis identified on your kp.org My Health Manager. So if you're a Kaiser member and you go on to kp.org to look at your My Health Manager, you would be able to see your own care gaps. So you would see a truncated version of that panel support tool, and it would highlight for you what you've missed, what's due, what your last blood pressure was. We're also looking at year-over-year comparisons of closed care gaps and the estimated and projected impact on medical cost savings. So what's the benefit of providing this service? It provides a medically relevant worksite wellness service to employers and their employees. It engages employees in their health and motivates them to take action. It removes the barriers to provide a clinical and educational touch point at the worksite. And it ensures that wellness is a continued partnership between the health plan and the member. And it also loops in the employer. So providing this type of a service, this medically relevant service, is really advantageous for the employer because you're providing something beyond maybe a fun run or a stair challenge. You're really hitting home of what's important around health and wellness. We're also offers employers an opportunity to provide incentives for health engagement. So going beyond just participation, we're looking at working with employers to help them incentivize for the actual engagement of their employees using this care gap analysis. And those are my resources and acknowledgments. And thank you.